lost his way. I let the tears say goodbye. Beat me up like some detractor. Let me run into the wild and blue. I don't care what's where I'm going. Long as I'm the way you're going. I'm the man with a terrible
Hey, what? I appreciate y'all helping me celebrate my 80th birthday. You know, I'll tell you what, now, I had my birthday back in February, but we've been celebrating all year long, man. I'm getting tired. This birthday is hard. I wish you'd make welcome Ronnie McCurry on the mandolin.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. I appreciate that. Thank you. Took a little mandolin over that I wrote one time. It's entitled Red Eyes on a Mad Dog.
For your touch.
trying hard not to face the truth.
Dreaming desire, burning like a fire, looking at a deeper shade of blue. This ain't the first time I've seen the blue. This is the worst kind.
Thank you.
light. All he ever sees me wear are stripes. He don't know about my blue suit and my tie that I wear when I'm with you at night. We'll tell you all about them here in a few minutes, but we're going to do a little tune now, and I guess we better do a fiddle tune. Would you like to hear one?
Yeah!
Really? Sometimes I'll ask Jason, I'll say, now, Jason, do you have any good fiddle tunes you'd like to play for the folks tonight? And he says, I don't know any good fiddle tunes. But I'm sure you'll like what he does. Little hand for Jason Carter! I will embarrass him and introduce him at the same time. Let's give Heaven McCurry a hand on that guitar right back there. That's my grandson and Ronnie's son. All right. Cold in Memphis, but I've seen that old river freeze up tight. Yes, you two melt me down. Yes, you caught that southern bound. Cross that bridge and let me cold die. That came along, covered every mile of track, and I'd bring my baby back, put a happy ending to this song. Yeah. Well, now look, I heard you all, but then again, I didn't hear you all. I heard you all at one time. I think I heard. Okay, look at this, Vincent. Yeah, we'll get it for you. A little bit later in the show, all right? Now, don't let me forget it. We'll get it for you. Well, I mean, this song right here we have on a record. And it's a New York song, I reckon. It was wrote in New York. Hell yeah! That's what I say. That lady said, hell yeah. No, just kidding. She said, hell yeah. Thank you, lady. Closing in on me. Loneliness and desperation are closing in on me. We recorded a long time ago, back about 1971, and it's entitled High on the Mountain. Yeah. Yeah. Now I've got to tell you a little story about this if y'all got time. All right. Well, you know, I used to know a lady called Ola Bell Reed, and she's actually a Campbell, but she married a Reed, and she wrote this song. In fact, she wrote a whole lot of songs. And I was getting ready to do a record, and we were playing Sunset Park, just down the road, not too far here. And she said, are you going to record soon? And I said, yes. Well, she said, I've got a bunch of songs I'd like to sing for you. And so she sang a whole bunch of them, and this is one of them. And she said, now you take that song, and you do it up in your own fashion, and that'll do good with you, you know, that song. Well, she said, I trust you with that song. So it's one titled, High on the Mountain. Down below, they were green think of me. Or if time has blotted out your memory. And I listen to the breeze whispering me through the trees. I'll always cherish what you meant to me. So we ought to do that too. I guess we have time for that.
Well, let's look.
But this is one we have on record, and we hope you enjoy. It's a quartet number.
I'll put on a crown and walk around all over God's promised land.
do another tune for you, and then we're going to call a guest out here, and we're going to start, and we're going to, all night long, we'll be bringing new guests out at every 2 minutes. And we're really proud of every one of them, I think. This one entitled All Aboard.
We want to bring somebody out of here. When we moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 1992. We started making some records, and this fella produced the records for us. We're going to do some songs that he produced. He is the absolute greatest on the instrument he plays. This is the great Jerry Douglas.
All the friends play music and they end up tired if one of the kids will.
comes a step to make for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the buzz of Nashville. I'd say, now, Jerry, why play a dobro break on this song? No, you don't need dobro. You guys do it. You got it covered now. I'll think of the next thing to do, you see. Well, he'd like to play, he'd like to be on that side of the glass in the studio, you see. He has recorded plenty of things. Let's see now, what was I going to say? This tune here, I think he brought this to us. And this is a song. Yeah, you did. You brought us this song. Yeah, he did. He sure did. You ever hear a tune called Smoking Gun? Robert Curry brought it. That's right. He brought it to us. Sitting there alone, I'm having nasty, nasty visions. Oh, baby, you and everyone, and I'm so afraid I'm gonna catch you with that so-called smoking gun. Maybe you want to end it. You have your fill of my kind of fun, but you don't know how to tell. Know that I'm not that dumb. I put two and one together. You know there's not an even sum. And I know just where to catch you with that so-called smoking gun. And then still hot, smoking gun. Exactly a bluegrass song, but we like it, you know, so we do it for the folks, you know. We get a lot of requests for it. Now we want to feature Jerry on that dobro over there. Now some people call it the slide guitar, and some people call it something else. Thank you. that's where I'll be, man.
I know.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
That's where I'll be, man.
I know.
I'll be near Briar Oak to see this heavy. That's where I came up.
Celebrating his 80th year on planet Earth. I heard Del play and sing for the first time in 1963. That's almost 58 years ago, I think. I was only 3 years old. I had the privilege of hearing the very first gig that Del ever played with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And I gotta tell you, he played the five-string banjo. He played the hell out of it. And how he ended up singing and playing guitar is a whole nother story, but I don't know if we have time for that whole story here tonight. But anyhow, it's great to get to play with the great Del McCurry.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, the first time I met David was in New York City, you know, and soon after that, though, he went to California and he did all kind of things, got his own record company and started a band out there, and he's just done it all, just like nothing to it, you know, he can do it. Got his own style of playing. A lot of the Mammon players, you know, they learn from listening to David Grisman records, you know. And you know what? He is the father of dog music. How about him for David Grisman?
We like to remember our dear friend Mac Wiseman with his next song. Shackles and Chains.
On a long, lonesome journey, have I died?
Somebody's tuning a banjo right in
there. In that box.
Man.
What?
All good things come to those who wait. In any case, a lot of bluegrass is based on old folk tunes. So we'd like to do an old folk song. This is at least as old as we are.
At least.
And I believe the Carter family recorded this, and the Stanley Brothers. It's the East Virginia Blues.
North Carolina, let it go.
my bride might ever be. If she said no, come back and tell me, and I'll run away with thee. No, I'll not go as my mother. If she lies on her bed of rest, by her side she holds a dagger to slay the one out of hell.
Can play circles around us. You know, of course, most of them want to become mandolin players. I understand that. And some want to play banjo and fiddle and dobro and lead guitar, but you know, there's not too many of them young kids that just want to lay down that good old solid bluegrass rhythm. And this guy is a master of it. Plus, all these great bluegrass rhythm guitar players, they invented these runs, man. They're like the connective tissue between the three chords, or two, and, or one, that's right. And some of these runs are real famous, like Lester Flatt's famous G run. It's like a Zen koan, you know. It's two notes, but put in the right place at the right time, and you just can't beat it. I should hope. And of course, Red Smiley had a tremendous D run. Let me hear that. Yeah, he was in tune, and so were you. Jimmy Martin, he had his own D run there. And come to think of it, Del, all those guys had the runs. Anyhow, we have devised a piece to showcase Del's abilities with the rhythm and the runs, and it's called the G-Run Blues. Del, believe it or not, he is older than me. You don't look older, you don't act older, you don't sound older.
But feel older.
Yeah, well. But anyhow, you know, Del was born in 1939. And I was born in 45, you know. That's about 6 years apart. But I was thinking, you know, in 1940, Del, or rather in 1946, when I was 1 year old, you were 7 years old. So that made you seven times as old as me. Yeah, 47. And then in 1948, I was 2 years old, and you were 8. Now you're 4 times as old as me. I went from 7 to 4. Now, in 1951, I was 6 years old, and you were 12. Now you're twice as old as me. You went from 7 times as old as me to 4 times as old as me to twice as old as me. And I just got one question.
What is that?
When do I catch up?
Now, I never thought about that thing. I never thought about that.
That's why I brought it up.
mind and I can't think of nothing to say.
I gave up after that, man, because you get into algebra.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I do notice, you know, that you, when you're playing, you're all up and down that neck, and do you notice that?
Well, I was
going to
tell you that.
Oh, me? I don't run down there.
Yeah.
No?
I guess you noticed when I play, I am all up and I am all over that thing.
Yes.
But when you play, Dale, you just stand there with one chord. What's up with that?
Well, I'll tell you, David, you're still hunting for it. I found it.
Long years I've been broke.
David had a record company, he still has a record company out there on the West Coast, and so he wanted Ralph to come out there and do that song, you know. And so they didn't have a lead singer to sing it with Ralph, so he sang, David sang that song with Ralph, and it's on record, you gotta buy it.
Well, Dale, I think we ought to do a Monroe Brothers song, actually. We started out with one. That's how Bill Monroe started before he more or less put bluegrass together. He had a duet, with much like you and I, with his brother Charlie. And they, in the space of two or three years, between 1936 and 38, recorded 60 songs for the Bluebird label. Subsidiary of Victor. We'd like to do one of them tunes, and you can hear in this song how it might turn into bluegrass. You just close your eyes and who knows. My long journey home.
Sure is a trap. Sure.
Somebody brought up a $2 bill there. Go check it out.
like to send this out to my wife, Tracy, who couldn't be here tonight because we just had grandbaby number 8. But this is, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. We have a dear friend with us tonight that is originally from the state of New York, and we met him many years ago. He and his brothers used to come to places like Grey Fox. Yeah.
And now he's one of the hottest bluegrass bands there is, a Grammy winner. This is our good buddy, Andy Falco. Come on out here, Andy.
I can't tell you what an honor it is to be standing on this stage with these gentlemen. So. And this is, I gotta say, this is my first time singing with Del ever, so this is quite incredible.
You know, back in the early 2000s, we toured with these guys, and it was called Under the Influence was the name of the tour, and it was the Great Leftover Salmon Band. We have Vince Herman and Drew Emmett. Come on out here, fellas.
folks, give it up for this fella, man. The nicest man on the planet with the most beautiful family and the most amazing music. On top of his forearm, the A.E. Jamie. How about that? I hope we're all having fun.
Bye.
girl make a big star out of me. I think I'm feeling about as manly, sad, and lonely, don't you know? And all I gotta do is act naturally. When I get to you, I'm gonna be a big star. I win an Oscar, you can't ever tell me.
Look!
gonna pick you a good tune here on the mandolin right now. Or Grandpa? Hey, this is a good one now. You gotta really think when he sings this and try to keep up with him because he's really ahead of everybody on this.
Well, I want you folks to listen carefully to every word of this song because it is a little complex, you know, but it's a clean song. It's a song the whole family can enjoy. Just wanted to know that at the outset. And I never quite understood all the words to this song, but I hope I can remember. Okay? You got Uncle the Boggy Mountain Trio here.
He's his own grandpa.
My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a little baby boy. This little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
That sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
That sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild, because I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
That sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
figure that all out, folks? Did you get ahead of it there? I've been doing good every day, and I could never figure it out.
You know, back in 1963, when Del, you know, as I mentioned before, he played the first gig with Bill Monroe as a banjo player. And Bill offered him a job right then and there, but he hesitated. And by the time he went to Nashville, another banjo player walked in the door the same time he did. And Bill asked Del, "Well, can you play the guitar and sing?" And I guess we all know how that turned out. So, you know, I heard that band as many times as I could, and even drug my Wallensack tape machine down there a few times and recorded some of those shows. And, you know, Bill Monroe would always feature his lead singer on the very second number. And almost every time I heard that band, Del McCurry would be singing this next song. And I'll tell you what, he was flat getting it then, and he was flat getting it tonight.
Oh, you were
with you. And I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Take it, sweet Molly. Here's a ring for your wedding. city chair, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to a dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He'd running out of road, he'd running out of breath. But he smiled as he cried. He said, I'll give you don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the key. Said, I don't have any further use for thee. I see angel on aerials in leather and chrome, who bring down from heaven to carry home. And he gave her one last kiss and died.
It was a radio show the Stanley Brothers had back in the good old days. And Del and I usually do it as a duet, but we got this orchestra here. You know? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I'd like to set an organ at the start of every day. For flowers show more beauty than words could ever say. You've done so much for my world. Still, all I want to do is try my best in every way to make love sweet for you.
Wait, pretty now.
Baby, baby, baby. In the streets with another man, would they even go by bed? Oh, in
the sweet baby song, oh, in the sweet baby song, I found the shanty was
from it all.